A downtown office building fraught with political controversy could soon be owned by an Anchorage Development Authority. The glassy modern building at 716 West 4th Avenue was rebuilt at the request of state lawmakers to upgrade the Anchorage Legislative Information Office. But the deal came under criticism, leading to a lawsuit and legislators ultimately abandoning the site in favor of an office suite above a Midtown bank. Now the Anchorage Community Development Authority is seeking to buy the building.
Legally, it's not a done deal.
Melinda Gant is a spokesperson for ACDA, which manages revenues from parking facilities and redevelopment projects for the municipality. Gant says ACDA has been keeping an eye on the vacant property since legislators walked away from it in 2016.
We see this as a prime real estate, so we jumped on it. We want to see it as earning some revenue for ACDA with a tenant that we're going to bring in as market rate.
It's not yet clear who that tenant might be. The building has a unique open design combined with offices that were built specifically to accommodate the needs of the legislature and local constituents. Gant says presently no one is lined up. ACDA agreed to pay $14 million plus closing costs to Everbank, which currently owns the building. That's far below the $37 million price tag lawmakers originally agreed to pay before the sale turned politically toxic. Gant says ACDA is putting down a parking garage on 7th Avenue as collateral and potentially also a parking lot on C Street in order to pay for the new building. But the organization has already made a cash deposit and is aggressively trying to ensure the sale goes through.
The agency could risk losing a deposit, so we are very serious about moving forward with the purchase of this building.
The sale still has to go up for public testimony and be approved by the Anchorage Assembly. Gant estimates that if everything proceeds on time, the deal could be done in 3 months.